Hi, this is Connie Smith with OSU Extension in Fairfield County. Always pleased to have our show sponsor, Bay Food Market and Bay Packing, with us, Karen Kraft Crutcher. The sun is shining, Karen. How's it feeling at Bay Food Market down there on Maple Street?
It is nice to see the nice weather, and we're excited to get started with spring and on the summer and grilling season. And it's just glad the cold snow ice is all behind us.
Well, how about, remember this time last year, you know, I think we don't need to dwell on what we've lived through, but if I recall, you were about to a point of trying to keep your head above water, just because people were buying a lot of product. You end up closing down all day on Thursday. Are you still closed all day on Thursdays to kind of stay ahead of the game, Karen?
We are still closed to walk-in customers on Thursday. Okay. What our staff has pivoted to is trying to service the restaurants that used to pick up on Friday, so that they eliminate that Friday traffic with the regular customers.
I understand. Yep, I understand. So let me ask you this. What has demand done for your product? Do you see that are people just coming in and thinking, I need 30 pounds of ground product, or I need to buy mass quantities because you're going to run out?
We have some that are still stocking up like that, but I think for the most part, people have settled into a normal routine. Mm-hmm. Our foot traffic has slowed down to where it's not lined up out the door and up the block.
Right.
Which is good, but I mean, obviously we're still grateful for the customers that do choose to come to us. We know we're not on that main Memorial beaten path. We're off to the side a little bit, but we're still there to service the customers, and that's the one thing that's really different about our store is you don't just go in and pick up the package out of the massive display case.
Right.
You get what you want freshly wrapped for you at the time you buy it.
Yeah, and that's, I think that's, you know, what's interesting to me is I just, not very long ago, we featured, during FFA week, we featured Fairfield Union FFA, and Justin Barrett was on, and I know he was one of your high school employees, and he talked to me about what he learned. He goes, I'd never done anything like that. So he talked about the experience of being behind the counter and what he learned at your store, just having to talk to people. I think that's a big, big plus that you don't get in a larger store, you know.
Right.
That communication is really key. And I really think people are out there when they're buying a meat product searching for knowledge. I mean, they all think they remember the way grandma cooked it, but oh my gosh, there's so many different ways to cook a product now. You know, the Instapots, the air fryers, the grill, you know what I mean? Just lots of different ways to present that product on a plate.
Yeah, everything's, if you can't figure out an easy way to do it, you're not looking hard enough.
Right, right.
Because there's so many easy ways to cook food now.
Exactly. You're exactly right. And you know what? I get frustrated with me. My good friend Shannon Carter at OSU Extension, she talked to me one day about pandemic paralysis. And it's like you see these recipes, or you see this on the internet, and it's dinner time, and then I'm searching again, where did I see that? You know, like I just get so overwhelmed by all the ways that are out there for me to prepare a good meal. Sometimes I just don't even get it done. I open a can of soup and that's it for supper, you know. So
I think a lot of people are in that same situation. They want to try something different, but when it comes down to it, the easier, the better.
Right.
So like with burgers and steaks and pork chops, you can put them on the grill. You can put them under the broiler. You can do it in a pan.
Yeah.
And that's sometimes simple is better.
I think so. I think so. I have a son who likes to cook, and so we have lots of different ways to cook. And his latest cooking method of preference is sous vide, and that's where, you know, he sticks you know, it's kind of a boiling type method. It is not nearly my, I like something with a few grill marks on it. And, you know, I really am not sure that his new way of cooking is the way that I like. But, you know, we have to experiment. We have to adapt. So tell me this. As the seasons change and maybe cooking may change a little bit, you know, do we get away when the sun comes out? Do we get away from those crock pot meals? How does that change what you put in the meat case?
We really haven't changed what we put in the case. I mean, everything is pretty standard. Cut the meat, the ground, and roasts and steaks, and we may not have as many in the case, but that doesn't mean that we don't have the ability to provide it.
I understand.
Like, we do cut, there's not as many roasts because not as many people are using the crock pot or not as many people are actually doing the Sunday dinner out of the out of the oven.
I understand. And I would assume, it seems to me like, you know, like that smoke product, everybody's got a backyard smoker or they're working on that. That has gained in popularity. So I'm pretty sure those things don't fall out of favor for you. You know what I mean? Those big pork shoulders and some of that does not fall out of favor.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
And people are smoking and grilling all year round now. There's some people that still stick to the seasonal,
right. But
the people that really enjoy it and that's their hobby, that's their passion, it doesn't matter that there's 2 feet of snow on the ground. They're going to figure out how to do it.
Well, let's talk about seasonal. We're going to be looking at Easter before we know it.
It's the very beginning of April this year, so it's early.
Yeah, it's very early, and I'm assuming if I was a betting girl, I would bet that Bay Food Market has got some hams in the smoker.
They're not in the smoker yet, but they are curing.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're looking at March 28th is Palm Sunday, and April the 4th is Easter Sunday. If we are thinking about one of Bay Food Market's hams for that Easter dinner, we better be calling, wouldn't you say, Karen?
Yeah, we have started our ham list already this year, so if you want it, because obviously we can only make so many, so there's a limited quantity.
Okay.
Better call and get on the list.
Okay. And tell us, where do they? What's the number they need to contact to get that information?
740-653-9606.
Okay.
Monday to Saturday, 8 to 6. We are closed to walk-ins on Thursday, but our staff is still there, and we are closed totally on Sunday.
Absolutely. So for the ham or for whatever you want, whatever your family's tradition is for Easter dinner, you probably need to get that ordered. And I would assume the same way with, you know, like a relish tray, a fruit tray, anything to make, you know, your holiday a little easier. And I would hope maybe there are some people that are going to be able to gather. If everyone's had their COVID shots and they feel safe, maybe we can start to see a little light at the end of the tunnel and have more family gatherings in the year ahead. Do you get a sense of that, Karen? Do you get it? Or did that ever back off, you think? Do you think people just, we're going to gather and we're going to be with our family?
Connie, I think they're going to do what they feel safe doing.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Regardless of what it's hard for people to say that you can't get together with your family.
I think that's really hard. I think that we really try to be diligent with that effort, and you know, it got harder for us. We lost a very good friend to COVID in December of 2020, and I got to tell you that was hard for us. It influenced some of our decisions, but boy, we sure miss being together. And I think people are, you have to live your life. You know what I mean? And so
yeah. If
gathering at Easter is what you want to do, we hope you do that. We hope you you know, think of supporting local business like Bay Food Market to do that. Again, Karen, help us out. If they want a ham or they want product and they need to get it ordered ahead, give us the number they need to contact.
740-653-9606.
Perfect. Good friend and show sponsor, Karen Kraft Crutcher. Always glad to have you as a part of the 88.9 WLRY farm page.
Thanks, Connie.